TalkZone.com.
What happens when you put a bear with an attorney? You get Barely Legal. In the next hour, former Chicago Bear and nine-time pro football player Robin Earle and co-host attorney David Spada, along with special contributor Elliot Harris, will tackle sports, interview current and former professional athletes, and discuss legal issues in sports. And they promise the next hour will be as exciting as a game-winning touchdown, a walk-off home run, or a buzzer-beating shot. Now, Barely Legal.
Well, good morning, everyone. I hope all our listeners had a safe and enjoyable Thanksgiving holiday. It is definitely one of my favorite times of the year. And once again, I would like to welcome you back to another fine edition of the Barely Legal Show here on WIND AM 560. My name is Robin Earle, former fullback and tight end for your Chicago Bears. And my co-host sitting in with me each week, our attorney David Spada and Quick Hits Sun-Times columnist Mr. Elliot Harris. Well, guys, this time of year is a great time to sit back, digest all that turkey and cranberries you ate over the past 4 days, and reflect on what has happened so far this year. We are now 11 weeks into the NFL season. The divisional races are starting to unfold, and we are obviously pre-recording this show earlier in the week, so we can't have the privy of the results of all the NFL scores or the college scores. But by this time, shortly after midnight, the 29th, the NFC North will be a much clearer picture as to who is going to take control of this division, the Packers or the Bears.
We know it's not the Vikings.
Well, that turkey got left behind, didn't you? Talking about Thanksgiving, did you know that majority or the most turkeys come out of the state of Minnesota? Did you know that?
Including Brad Childress.
Including Brad
Randy Moss. Brad Childress.
But you know what? I'm sure glad to see Leslie Frazier get the interim position, aren't you?
I'm happy, but I'm mad.
It's like you feel good for him, but you say, okay, we're going to toss you into this mess. He still has to deal with all the issues that Childress had to deal with, essentially Brett Favre. And ideally, Leslie Frazier goes into a situation where he's in control, he has his staff in place, and he has the control that a head coach should have. He's sort of hanging out there in the wind, and if he does well, great. And if he does poorly, it's not a terrible reflection on him.
I was happy for him, but then I heard his first comment saying he's going to stick with Favre. Okay, you're playing for a contract, Leslie. You want to be a head coach. Basically say, Favre's done. He's going to sit on the bench. I want Jackson to be in there so I could see what I got. Or if we have to get a quarterback next year. Again, Favre's not going to be with him next year. And Frazier's playing for a job. I don't think it's fair to him.
Yeah, but who do you think's calling the shots there?
The owner.
Right. The owner, of course. Iggy or whatever his name is.
And Ziggy didn't sign Favre for all that money to wear a park on the sidelines.
Yeah, I mean, he had that fiasco with Moss. He was pissed that Moss got caught after trading a third-round pick, right, and the coach didn't consult him. So I think Frazier is watching his P's and Q's. But again, give him a chance, like you said, Elliot, to succeed here. Let him see what he's got here. I mean, the guy's waited 15 years to become a good coach. He was at, Trinity University, right, for 10 years, and then he went to the Eagles as a defensive backs coach, and then he worked his way up.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. I don't think there's any question about that. We'll see how it translates onto the field.
But what about this whole thing with Vince Young here going on with Houston? Throws a uniform at the coach. Coach says you're not going to play again. The owner steps in and says they got to coexist. It's a complete mess down there.
Crybaby. Vince Young. Yeah. I mean, didn't he do this before?
Yeah.
A couple years ago.
He was suicidal.
Suicidal.
Yeah, something of a history in that regard. But at the same time, once again, you have the owner. The owner says, okay, you guys, work it out amongst yourself. And if you're Jeff Fisher, you want to throw Vince Young into the stands along with his shoulder pads.
If I'm Fisher, I'm in the owner's office saying, okay, if you want me to be the coach, I control the team, the personnel. I've been successful for how many years here with you guys? And you shut your mouth and let me do what I want to do. My prediction is that Vince Young doesn't play with him next year, that he ends up in Dallas. He could be in that circus. Can you imagine him in Dallas?
Can you imagine Jerry Jones and Vince Young together?
I mean, you'd have a bunch of head cases. You got Roy Williams, Vince Young. You're going to have Dez Bryant. You're going to have Miles Austin, those running backs. They have all-world talent, but it could be a complete train wreck. Because Vince Young just opened up a restaurant in Dallas over the past week.
Oh, boy.
And he's from Texas. He went to University of Texas. Here's a trade. Vince Young for Romo. I think Fisher would grab that in a second.
Can you toss in Randy Moss to go to the Cowboys as well?
He'd fit right in down there.
He definitely would. Now, you gotta love, of course, we're recording this, and, it is Wednesday. But
don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody about that. But isn't Thanksgiving just a wonderful, wonderful day of football? I mean,
the food sucks.
Well, other than for the Lions.
What do you have? I hate turkey.
What?
I hate turkey. My mom ordered one of those curmudgeons this year, whatever. What was that thing, man?
Turducken.
I go, what is it?
What is a turducken?
It's a turkey they take the insides out of. They put a duck inside the turkey, take the insides of the duck out, and put a chicken inside the duck.
Yeah, but anything that starts off with turd, do you really want to eat?
We watch a lot of it the last couple of Thanksgivings with some of these Detroit-Dallas games.
Come on, it's early in the morning. We got to keep these guys.
Or it's late at night, depends how you look at it.
Yeah, yeah. What do we got? We had truck drivers maybe listening. Guys working coming into third shift. Is that third shift that they start around midnight or so?
Yeah, I mean, they think they're a regular shift, but third shift, first shift, second shift.
A lot better than being shiftless.
You know what? You're right. Now, remember the back, I don't know, when we were kids, there was always just one game. It was always the Detroit Lions.
It started off Detroit versus Green Bay. That seemed to be the game.
The game.
Then along came the second game, because that Detroit game would be, for those of us who grew up in the Midwest, sort of a late morning over by early afternoon. Now they've added that second game.
So when did Dallas come in, that Dallas game?
Because
I only remember the two games.
I'll say in the 60s.
Oh, it did? Yeah, because I played on a Turkey Day game down in Dallas back in 1979, 1980.
You were in the famous Turkey Day game, David Williams with the overtime.
David Williams, yeah. Well, I played in
several
Thanksgiving Day games, and two in high school, and the three in the pros, and the game with Detroit.
81.
David Williams. I was the guy that set the wedge, and
we
called a return left on that, and I'll never forget when the official, as we break the huddle, I'm back talking with Dave on the goal line there because it was commercial break, and the referee said, hey, I'll see you back at the other end, and sure enough, boom.
There was the quickest NFL overtime game in history.
At the time. I think it's been broken a couple times.
Someone ran quicker than David Williams?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I think, you know what it was? It was a kickoff, and it went out of the end zone, so there's no time off.
Right.
And the quarterback threw a pick, and the guy ran 20 yards for the score. Okay. I don't remember what game it was, but that is now the shortest game.
So after that victory, did they have cranberry sauce and stuffing and turkey in the locker room for you?
Nah. I forgot what day. I mean,
Ham and cheese, McCaskey sandwiches.
Yeah, all we did was board a plane and head back to Chicago. You know, that's the way they did it back then.
Who was the quarterback in that game? Was that... Avellini?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Vince Evans.
Oh, Vince had one of his few good games.
Vince played that game, right? And if I remember correctly, we were down by 10 going in the fourth quarter, and we kicked field goal. Bob Thomas kicked field goal, and then we got the ball back. We drove it down and put it in overtime. Of course, that's the famous Dan Hampton gets his nose broken because Walter Payton jumps over the top of the huddle, and all that celebration in the end zone. And Walter just comes flying over to the top, and he was ready to, he's trying to catch himself falling down and happened to grab the face mask of Dan Hampton. And as he rips his helmet off, just cracks his nose. He's bleeding all over the place.
He ruined Hampton's good looks, I guess.
made it more rugged looking. Let's put it that way.
But anyway, now you got that third game. NFL Network brings in the third game. And I see we got Cincinnati and the Jets. The Jets are up. Arrow up. Bengals are... Bah! Was that a horrible...
So you got three dog games.
Well...
Dallas is out of it. Detroit's out of it.
But you never know. In today's NFL, anybody can beat anybody.
Throw out the records on Thanksgiving, because Detroit, I know they're getting 7 points. They may just cover. What do you think?
Who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, you just can't tell.
They've been competitive all year, Detroit. I mean, it just had bad luck.
Yeah, they sure have.
They drafted quarterback Stafford with the first pick, and he's got all kinds of arm problems. He looks good when he plays.
Yeah. Now, I know that the game Friday that I'm very anxious to watch on the college scene, of course, is the Auburn with that quarterback that supposedly the father got $200,000 for recruiting. And then
how much did your dad get when
You got a new car, new Cadillac. Yeah. Yeah. Drove home in a new Cadillac, blue one.
What did you get?
Nothing. Oh, my brother got a full ride. Yeah. So it came.
So it was a package deal.
It was a package deal. And nothing wrong with that. I mean, what the heck? I mean, he ended up starting his senior year, so it wasn't like he was, you know, of course he was on the practice squad, you know, I mean, you know, as a
blocking
dummy for a couple years, but, you know.
But you got that job in college, which paid you for doing nothing, I'm sure, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar back in the day.
Yeah, I had a great job, man. I used to count salmon eggs in the fishery for about $40 an hour. Whatever it was.
How high did you have to count to?
Well, yeah.
Did you take off your shoes and socks?
I got to three, and I go, oops, can I start over? What the heck? You know?
So did all the athletes get there, or just the stars of Washington?
Well, you know, then, of course, the summer jobs are great. But, you know, we got paid pretty well back then. And you know, but they also put us to work. I worked at Safeway, Tradewell.
Okay.
I think maybe they're owned by Dominick's now.
Yeah, grocery store.
But anyway, they used to stick me in railroad cars is sitting in the sun all day, come in as 100 degrees, and I used to unload 100-pound salt bags all day. But it was good shape, so it'll work. Hey, anyway, we're going to have a great show today. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We've got Willie Lanier, Hall of Famer, and Chuck Benarnik, also old-timer. So I am Robin Earl. I've got David Spada here. I got Elliot Harris. Stay tuned. We have a great show.